AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Polls have just closed in four states: Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Massachusetts. Earlier this evening, they closed in Georgia, Virginia, and Vermont. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander joins me live with some of the results.
Ross, multiple wins already tonight for Hillary Clinton. She has won Georgia and Virginia, and we're now adding Alabama and Tennessee to her list of victories. Bernie Sanders has won his home state of Vermont, and he just urged supporters to look past the number of victories that Clinton chalks up tonight. Sanders basically telling his supporters that they're going to win hundreds of delegates tonight, and he's going to keep fighting for the rest through the nomination. On the Republican side, multiple wins also for Donald Trump. He's won Georgia, and now we're adding to that list as the polls close Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Alabama. Ross?
After voting, some Tennessee voters told the Associated Press they voted for Donald Trump. Others said they voted for Hillary Clinton. One said Trump has wide appeal. The other person who voted for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders said she voted for Clinton because she's not sure that Sanders can go all the way. Exit polls are showing large majorities of Republican primary voters in six states say they support Donald Trump's proposal to temporarily ban all non-citizen Muslims from entering the U.S. Large majorities of Republican voters across nine states have negative feelings toward the federal government. But whether they're more dissatisfied or angry varies by the states that are sampled. This is AP Radio News. A preliminary hearing for the Bill Cosby criminal case has been put on hold. Supervisors in San Francisco have voted unanimously to boost the legal age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. New York Yankees pitcher Aroldis Chapman has agreed to accept a 30-day suspension under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. It's the result of an incident involving his girlfriend last October. Chapman still insists he didn't harm his girlfriend, but he adds he should have exercised better judgment with respect to certain actions. On Wall Street, stocks have finished the day higher, the Dow climbing 348 points. Recapping Super Tuesday results, Hillary Clinton has won Georgia, Virginia, Alabama, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders has won only Vermont. Donald Trump has so far won Alabama, Tennessee, and Massachusetts. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.